You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For city councilling this week, I spoke with Manukau councillor Lotu Fuli. Lotu discussed the damage caused by Tuesday's floods, as well as the issues around public transport for those wanting to get home after the emergency announcement. Lotu also spoke about Mayor Brown's allegations of voter fraud in South Auckland. I began by asking Lotu about the flood damage caused by Tuesday's rain.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all braced for that on Tuesday and Wednesday. And as you know, there was an orange warning that went out on Tuesday, although it was lifted on Tuesday night. We were better prepared than January, and it was clear that we'd learned lessons from January. And although the whole region was affected, there was heavy rain right across the whole region. Today's update is that services coped well, emergency services coped well. And we had our rapid assessment building teams go out yesterday and check over 200 homes, and about five were yellowed stickered and no red stickers. So that's some, you know, somewhat good news. And there were CDCs that were open, civil defence centres that were open, but there's only one that remains open now over in Te Manawa. And they did manage to house about six families, so about 14 people that were put into temporary accommodation. But as of today, the weather seems to have calmed down. So hopefully that's the end of it for this period at least.
And you mentioned there are 200 houses. Were they spread across the city, or was it concentrated more in one area?
It was mostly in West and North Auckland, but it was spread across there. We had rain pour. It was a bit different from January because Howick was affected, Franklin was affected, you know, so it was North, West and South in terms of the heavy rain pour. Over 100 mils, I think, over in North and West, and around almost 100 mils, millimetres fell in South Auckland. And of the five red stickers, there were two in Manly, one in Green Bay, one in Mangere and one in Henderson. So it is a bit more widespread than January.
And speaking of comparisons with January, one thing that occurred this time is the emergency warning was sent out a lot earlier. Do you believe the council was better prepared this time around due to what happened in January?
Yeah, absolutely. We were absolutely better prepared. And even when we had, if you remember about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we also had sort of that, we were preparing for some bad weather then as well. And we were having meetings, us in terms of councillors, with the emergency team and the local board chairs. We were all online having meetings talking about what we were going to do if the event turned into a bad weather event. So I think it does show that we've learned the lessons from January and from the cyclone, and that we've really listened to the report that Mike Bush put out. Although we've still got some way to go. Yep, so definitely. And it was good to have that alert go out, and we did ask for that. Councillors were asking for that on Tuesday. Once we went to orange, and including myself, we were sending messages to the emergency services to send that warning out, because what we could see on the ground was there was flooding beginning to happen, but not necessarily people taking precautions, because people were just driving around as normal, going to work as normal, having meetings as normal. So I think the importance of putting that message out is just to let people know how serious the weather is, and, you know, to cancel your meetings and to start to make your way home as safely as possible.
One issue we did see was after the warning came out, the queues for commuters in the city trying to get home on public transport, and the public transport network not really coping. In fact, it sort of may even have shut down slightly. Why was this?
Yeah, there were interruptions to the system, and that was because of the weather. And I think to some degree that can't be avoided, because the buses need to go on the roads. And when there's flooding on the roads, and that can affect the network. And also in terms of the trains, they have to be really careful when they're running on tracks that are also affected by the weather. So I think it was, you know, the system just being a bit cautious so that they could do, you know, they could return to services safely. Services were returned, and then I understand that they're pretty much running as normal as of last night. So, yeah, I think that's to be expected. And then when you have an increase of people as well, suddenly all leaving their jobs and all leaving their meetings and trying to get home, that's obviously going to have an effect on the network system. And that's something that we have to look to for the future as well. And obviously that would take quite a bit of resourcing to upgrade the system so that it can cope with future events. And we know that this is probably our new normal as well. So we will have to look at that for the future.
Yeah, so is it a matter of upgrading? Is it, as you mentioned, with buses and things, it is really hard to get through when it is raining. So what sort of advice would the council or could the council give to people trying to get home but not being able to in those situations?
Yeah, it's really difficult to say, but I mean, because we're going through, you know, looking at what happened now, and we haven't had any briefings on that. But generally, the advice is to stay home and not go out. If you are out, to get home if you can safely. And if you can't, to stay put, to find somewhere safe and stay put. So if you happen to be, you know, in an office and you can stay there, then, and if you are, you know, surrounded by flooding waters and stuff, then you should stay put if you can. Yeah, I know that that's not necessarily helpful now, but it is just about taking as many precautions as possible, and also checking the weather reports on Met Service and checking the AEM website constantly so that you know what's going on, which roads are closed and things like that. I understand there are still about 20 roads closed, and that information is all on the Auckland Transport website and things like that. So it is difficult to say, but hopefully, in the coming days, we'll be getting briefing from our experts who are out there on the ground, and that will help us to plan for the future.
Shifting topic a little bit now, late last month, there were some claims from the mayor about voter fraud in Otahuhu. He stated the gathering up of ballot papers and multiple voting was common in South Auckland. He also claimed to have a video which hasn't been released. What would you say to these claims?
Yeah, I objected to that in the meeting when he said that. You know, it was a business meeting, it was a public meeting, and when he said that, I did actually object. And like, you can hear me on the live stream saying objection, because I just found that to be really, really a silly comment to make. I don't know if he was trying to just be funny or what, but yeah, I found that offensive, so I did object to that. And then later I spoke to other people and said, you know, in the media, that he should, if he's got that evidence, then he should release it. And I don't think he does, and I refute that claim completely. I haven't seen any evidence of anything like that happening. And it's unfortunate that people continue to, you know, throw shade on South Auckland. It's just sort of your typical South Auckland bashing. And it's really unfortunate that it comes from someone who holds that office, you know, the highest office in our city. He hasn't really made any comments since then. He hasn't retracted it either, but he also hasn't put that evidence out. So if he does have that evidence, one, he should have released it much earlier during the time of the election. He could have done so to the returning officer. And the fact that he hasn't, and he's made this comment, you know, what, 6 months, 7 months later, probably shows that it's not true. Yep.
And do you think that, yeah, as you talk about throwing shade on South Auckland, is he using South Auckland as a bit of a scapegoat to highlight what he believes is wrong with the current voting system? I know he's been quite outspoken about postal voting and other things like that. Do you feel that he's using South Auckland as an example to try and maybe manipulate the conversation on these things?
I don't know if that's the reason why he made that comment, because I think we all agree that there are issues with the voting system. And I mean, everyone in every party made a comment about it after the last election. We all agree that the postal voting system is probably really archaic, and the low voter turnout is not good. We've all said that that's, you know, a threat to democracy when you're getting like 34% voter turnout. So I don't know if that's the reason behind his comments, but I certainly don't think that his comments were appropriate or true.
That was Manukau City Councillor Lotu Fully.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.